listener production.
G'day legends and welcome to another rip episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. This week Tom is back and we're still trying to find the right sound for our new theme song. Remember, if you're loving the Auntie Donna podcast, you can get access to video versions and bonus content at auntiedonnaclub.com.
Hi, everyone. So based on some internal feedback and a couple of comments that we've received, mostly on the Discord, they are nasty there.
We have decided
to revisit
the discourse.
There should be a channel within the Auntie Donna channel on the Discord called Discourse. Where you could talk about your favorite meals.
It should have been called the discourse because discourse is like a positive thing. You're having discourse.
Mm.
But instead they've called it discord, which is apropos for the discordant opinions upon that app make me weep.
Mm. Mm. And it's potpourri in the way that it smells quite lovely in the bathroom. Mm.
There's no smell to an app.
There can be.
Well, there probably is, I suppose.
I would think Facebook smells like metal.
I think it smells like the servers that it lives in. Like it smells like a
why
like
metal
a server in Arizona.
I say the blue clean, and then for Instagram, I would say like a rainbow ice cream, and then for X, like just pure garbage.
X is like the. Like a swamp, like the tar pits in LA. That's what X
smells. I think X smells like that, but someone's trying to cover it with some Lynx Africa.
Yeah, so that's a good point.
You find whatever putrid it is and then just add another layer of smell.
That day of the week where your bins are being picked up and you might be out walking your dog or walking to a trench, you're like, oh, it's bin day. I can smell it.
Yeah.
That truck's been through here recently.
Yeah.
That's what X would smell like. YouTube? Like when you walk into a nice hotel, there's like a perfume, like a soft perfume.
Mm. This is really.
Can I go back? I've got a theory for Facebook.
Please.
You know those little things where it's like a little pot of nice smelling thing and then there's a bunch of sticks in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know how like most people, they'll put that somewhere and then whenever you see it, it's just like mostly empty and the sticks are covered in dust?
Yeah.
That's what I think Facebook smells like, is one of those things of sticks covered in dust.
This is a great like psychological thing because I feel like I'm getting to understand what your opinions on these social media platforms are based on how you would proceed.
It's not that clever. X is stinky and Facebook is dusty.
Yeah, well, I know, but it's saying a lot about you and your mental state right now.
I only have one more.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work to the things you've just said, but... Uh-huh. I feel like a Discord or a Twitch, I think they're the same thing. So, you know, that's...
They couldn't be more different.
Yeah, exactly. But I think...
One's a live streaming platform and the other's like a sort of...
But they have have an amorous relationship, those two platforms.
They're in cahoots.
Yeah.
They're definitely in cahoots, whether you like it or not.
Like the dog and man...
Like the dog and man. Well, yeah. Because the dog is man's best friend.
And we've evolved together in a synchronistic.
Should I hold off what I... Because from where I'm sitting, they're the same thing.
Just tell me the smell.
Same color?
They're completely different.
Do you not think that,
but from
like,
where
a
I'm
man...
Sitting.
Completely
can I they're just say, Broden, you in your defense?
Broden. Yes.
In your defense, Broden, like a man with a dog, that man smells a little of dog.
Yeah. But Broden saying Discord and Twitch is the same thing as like me saying a mountain and a hole are the same thing. I've never really seen either.
But if there's a hole in a mountain, would that hole not smell a little of that mountain?
Mark, if you wanted to see my hole, all you had to do was just ask.
Broden, I just want to see your goddamn mountain. I don't care about your hole.
What is the mountain?
I think that...
I'm just talking about his, like, enormous cock
ego.
Potential. Well, yeah, ego.
Yeah, Broden's cock. Broden's cock is very thick. Too thick at the base, too thin at the top.
And it, and it used to be a volcano.
Yeah.
And it is the biggest cock in the world, depending on whether you measure from sea level or not.
Families often have picnics on it on the weekend.
And many, many, many a hubristic white man has died halfway up it.
Well, that's yeah.
Anyway,
the color of both of them is purple. Thus, they for me are the same thing.
Sure, sure, sure.
Well, it's a different purple.
And zoom as well is obviously the same thing as well.
Mark, when we land in Vancouver, we're touring and we look out the window in Vancouver, mm-hmm. what does it look like to you?
Oh,
what does Toronto look like?
They all look the same to me.
Exactly how I feel about Discord and Twitch.
No, but that's all cities. That's saying all
and
apps.
And I'm saying all nerd shit.
All nerd shit.
All nerd shit.
There we go.
The Twitch community. No, I think it smells.
Has arisen.
I think they both smell.
Well. They both smell
like blueberries.
Oh, very nice. Nice. Describe the blueberry scent to me.
I think I mean like when you would get something that isn't blueberries, what that would smell like.
What?
Blueberry chewing gum, blueberry.
You know, that's
car
funny.
Scent.
Oh, it's right, funny that right, you right, say right. That
artificial blueberry.
Compost. It's funny that he says that because compost. If I was going to say my smell of TikTok, it's a slightly too sharp because it's a little bit cheap artificial strawberry.
Yeah, nice.
It's like I can smell. It's like a cologne at the line of Cotton On strawberry.
Mm.
I agree with that.
That's TikTok.
You've lost control. Take it back.
I'm taking control back of the podcast because we've got some very serious work to do. We have been trying for weeks now to write a new theme tune.
What?
Yeah, man. Have you not been
is
paying attention?
Is that what we've been doing?
Yes. You know
well,
this.
None of these songs have been appropriate as a theme tune.
No, they haven't.
Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon.
Well, I don't want to get into that because that's quite, you know, that I would... I think people do classify things as trauma too much these days.
But
that is trauma for me.
Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon. Just that moment of... I mean, I'd love to revisit it for a second. I mean, I don't really want to because it does feel like I'm stepping back into a place I don't want to be. And I'm getting quite worked up even
like
just
Everest,
thinking about it.
The world's largest open cemetery.
Because so many people have died trying to climb it.
And they're still there.
You just leave them.
Mm.
There's people from the 80s, 90s up there.
Mm. What does that have to do with what I'm talking about?
He's just coming back.
It would be harder to have sex up there than in a volcano.
Yes.
You agree?
Well, I'm just, because we've been talking about your penis as a mountain and you're talking about lots of dead people.
You're mixing metaphors.
What has happened to me, and I apologize to everyone for what I'm about to describe, and it's fine for this to be cut.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
And yet here I go.
If you say something with the, it's okay to be cut.
The sperm from your penis.
Yeah.
Coming down the mountain and then that drying up and then there's like dead little kind of potential people on there.
Oh, dead sperm. Right,
yeah. Dead sperm.
Billions of dead people.
Billions.
That's all right.
So your dick is the biggest open air baby cemetery.
Were I not to clean it.
Which you don't.
Which is true.
I have it on good authority, you don't.
Now,
started as Broden's got a massive dick to now like 5 minutes later, Broden... Has never washed come off his
and it was never a good massive dick. It was a massive dick the shape of a mountain.
Oh, come on, this is so bawdy. We're better than this.
Brody,
sorry, my apologies. Tom Armstrong is here. Tom, hi. What's your name?
Tom.
And he is here.
Who is Tom?
First of all, I want to revisit. I want to say what I was doing before. There was a moment in the last time we tried to write a theme song where I thought, you know, camaraderie, sort of friends, sort of getting on a gag together, jumping on a train. We're going to sing Man on the Moon over
where are we
to
going?
Tom's.
Where are we going?
We're going to do this Man on the Moon bit. It's going to be great. I go to sing it. No one joins me, and I think if you rewatch the clip, you can see when my voice sort of cracks in the, one, I don't have a good voice. Two, this sounds bad. Mm. Three, no one is supporting me. And
I supported you.
Four, didn't love the second one.
Five.
Five, alive, snakes alive.
Six.
Pick up sticks.
Seven.
Let's go to heaven.
Mm. Eight.
Nine. Oh. Tom.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that anymore.
What about that for the song, though?
So for the song.
What about that for the song?
One, it's one, a great day today. Yeah. Two.
Oh, yeah. Things about the podcast
put on
could
your
be good.
Three. Get rid of those bees.
Oh,
four.
What about those ones where it's in the lyrics? You know, that's really clever. It's big on TikTok. It's like, you know, like... we've been doing this for 10 years and there's 9 options for 9 ways to riff and there's, you know, got down to, and there's 3 boys doing this podcast.
Okay.
Hear him out. There's a, because there's only one Auntie Donna podcast.
All right, you ready, Zach?
Yeah, go.
Hi, welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast. This week, we go on a magical adventure through time and space to the world of the mighty Boosh. I forgot that there was guitar. But anyway, subscribe to our Patreon at auntiedonnaclub.com.
For 6 years, we've been doing this podcast, 5 different ways to have a laugh. 4 people on the podcast if you count Tom, but actually it's really 3. And that's what we are gonna do today. Talk about how we can have too much fun in the podcast, cause there's only one Auntie Donna podcast.
Now here's my problem.
Yeah.
We've allotted 2 podcasts today to get the theme song done.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
We've struck gold early.
So what do we do? Because I agree 100%.
I could go get the Herald Sun and we could just read through it.
Because I worry that...
You might need
what
to.
What we've done is... Yeah, because I agree. Not only... And I don't want to talk because I think...
Fucking
we
hell.
Have something in Australia called the tall puppy syndrome, right? Mm. So if I get too confident, people will want to cut me down. But I think the goal was just to make a new theme tune.
Yeah.
Not yeah, it didn't best. Have to be good.
It didn't have to be the best. But I don't want to speak for myself here, but I think that was the best thing I've ever done.
Mm. Tom, what's your opinion on what just happened in this?
I think it was great. And I don't think we need to end the podcast early because Broden had a great idea last week of why don't we have 4 rotating podcasts, you know? So that's one done.
Four songs. And then could you, well, can you try, you do that exact same thing again, but this time.
I don't remember it.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Do you want to try it to the goofy hip hop?
I don't give a shit.
Wow.
Well, what is this tune?
Ever since you made the world's perfect song, you've got this ego.
He's putting on sunglasses. Crazy about that is that we are indoors and only like the coolest cats that I know do that.
Oh, he's got this massive ego. It's like being in Def Leppard in 1988.
Yeah. Can we just drop the track so I can do my sings?
Jesus
Christ. Egotistical Zach.
Ableton's just
he has become a nightmare to work with ever since he wrote and conceived the greatest podcast theme tune.
Are you free after this to work through some ideas for upcoming podcasts?
You guys can figure it out. I'll just show up. I'll give you my little gym.
Oh my God. start calling him Magnum because he's covered in caramel and chocolate.
Hey, I got a dinner catch up with my best friend Ray Martin after this. Why don't you guys?
What?
Just chill
now he's hanging out with the lifestyles of the rich and the famous?
Just wait on Ray Martin for a second. You should have said he should what did you do?
I said start calling him Magnum because he's covered in caramel and chocolate.
You should have said He's probably covered in caramel and chocolate because he's a magnum ego.
Don't fucking tell me.
But what you did was wrong.
It wasn't wrong.
I am covered in caramel and chocolate.
That's why I said that.
I can see that.
He has a double coat. He has a double layer.
Yeah, but you,
triple,
you at
triple,
no point
triple.
In your...
I did the chocolate and then I did the caramel and then I did the chocolate again.
But at no point in your thing did you say ego until later. Like we'd moved on and you just like thought, I better say ego.
Well, because
now.
You looked confused and I was like, I got some people you got to fucking spell shit out for.
I know, right. You gotta always play the dumbest audience.
Well, exactly. Lowest common denominator.
Wow, okay. But like...
I thought you were just referring to the fact that I was... This is an ego thing. I thought you were just referring to the fact that I was covered in chocolate and caramel.
I mean, you are. But also there is a confectionery, an icy. What do you call it? A sweet icy, an ice cream.
Yeah.
An icy?
An icy.
Yeah, an icy.
Sometimes people call them ICs.
I see an icy. You never heard that phrase?
Never.
I see an icy. Yeah.
Fun fact, the last time I shit my pants as an adult was because I ate a Magnum eater.
Mm. What's that icy? I see an icy. You've never heard this?
What's that icy? I see an icy. It's like an old childhood rhyme.
Can you, as I approach the freezer, what's that I see? I see an icy.
Did you say that when you were shitting your pants?
No, so I, but my dad had recently gone through a divorce and he wanted to drink whiskey and eat Magnum Egos. Mm. And so we did both of those things. And I shat my pants on the couch in front of him, didn't want him to know. Went into his, it was in my old family home, which we no longer have. I went into his ensuite, took my shitty underwear, put him in a towel, and then crawled around his bed. To get to his side of the drawers to take out a pair of his underwear, because from where he was in the lounge room, he could have seen me. I didn't want him to see me. And then I snuck out of, put them on, snuck out of his room, went to the laundry, put my shitty underwear and the towel into the washing machine, turned it on, whoa, came back feeling pretty confident, sat down, and then 2 seconds later, my dad just looked at me and went, "Did you just shit your pants?"
Can I ask you a question,
Mark? What has that got to do with ICs?
Well, I ate an icy.
He ate Magnum Egos and drank Blue Label.
Did it happen Blue Label, as you were doing it?
No, it was afterwards. It was like the combination of ice cream, caramel, chocolate, a lot of sugar, and Johnny Walker Blue Label. Cut through my 30-year-old body like a knife.
If you were to do that again, you could have just said a lot of sugar in that, because you said ice cream, chocolate, like that's just sugar is what you're
talking about. It is, but it was the combination of the, you know, it was the flavors cacao, and the milk. Cacao.
Do you know what I would love to do in all seriousness one day? I would love to get an expert in digestive health. So like someone who knows about the digestive tracts and everything. Digestive tracts and everything. Just an expert, like a PhD in how things can affect other things, and just have you tell them your shit yourself stories and have them like interrogate it, sort of go, was it the ice cream? Was it maybe you went something?
Wrong. Yeah.
You know, just, but have it as a little podcast. Or yeah, this is where you went wrong.
Maybe I
could. Or maybe, no, I don't think it was the ice cream. What did you have the day before? What did you have that morning? And just have a conversation where a very real expert fact checks Mark's shitting himself.
I think we should write down for later.
Do you want to get it fact checked because you don't believe me?
No, I believe you. I just want someone to like, it's not that I believe you. It's like I'm hearing the experience side of it. And I want to hear
the medical
expert. I want to hear what happened there.
Because I think a good idea for a podcast would just be that one story and a different expert every time. And every episode is me telling that same story and getting a different person.
I follow someone who's getting their PhD in astrophysics on Instagram. She's based in Melbourne, I think.
Talking to her about
it. I'd love to get their opinion on it.
Yeah.
But you're an egomaniac now.
I am an egomaniac.
Let's see if you can do it again.
Okay, but I changed the song, the music.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. It's too easy.
And let's should we, I don't know, does anyone want to hear an ad or something?
No, nope. Not really.
All right. Well, that's up to the gods now. Tom? Zach,
what number did I start with?
10. No, 8. No, no 6.
6.
Yeah.
Can you start with 10 now?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast, where we love to talk about. Enjoy the show.
10 ways to have lots of fun, because you're gonna get 9 reasons for the best type of podcast in the world. Don't hate our stuff. I'll tell you why. There's 7 days in the week and that 6 are lame because they don't feature this wonderful podcast. About 5 years it's been happening. 4 different people when Tom was involved. Now it's 3 and sometimes a funny guest. We're having too much fun on the only podcast, the number one, the Auntie Donna podcast.
Just cut that there, Tom. There. Can you take your sunglasses off, please?
No, I don't think you deserve to be you're wearing sunglasses indoors after that.
It's okay. Let's approach it. What? How did you feel about that, Zach?
Yes. Describe to me how you felt during and after the, performing that.
Just describe what the fuck you were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I did the first one, right, that was really, really good, right? And I knew going into this one that there was a lot of pressure, and that not only that, that no matter what, when you've done the best, no matter what you do, it's not going to be better than the best. So I think it was around 9 or 8 that I was like, I think actually we're going to have to redefine what is the best.
Mm.
Because I think right now I am stepping up in a way that no one was expecting.
Yeah.
And not only am I replicating, I'm elevating.
So you think that was better, that one?
Not only do I think it was the best theme tune, I would argue it was the best song that has been written in the 21st century.
Because lots of songs have been written in the 21st century. Yeah.
I agree with Zach.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard Runaway by Kanye West?
No.
No.
Okay, because that's pretty good.
No, no. I've just heard that one album. I've just heard the Barbie album.
Right.
I'm just Ken. Anywhere else I'd be.
And obviously, I'm not counting.
You think this was better
than... I'm not counting any film soundtracks. Like, that song's amazing.
Oh, right.
Me too.
What? Tom?
Yes.
Where are you sitting with all this?
I'm confused.
In what way?
About what's good and what's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, so you're not even sure, you don't even have an opinion on that rendition of the
For me, it wasn't for me. I preferred your old version of this song.
Yeah, right.
What was that one?
That was when you used to go something like, Arnie Donna podcast, listen to the Arnie Donna
podcast. This is hard because we're split down the middle.
Yeah.
What's interesting though is like Marx is like really good musically, but did you
Can't
notice?
Hear you.
Sorry, wasn't talking in the microphone. Apparently, that's something we have to do here. it's interesting because
Marx's sunglasses
song
have gone back on. By the way,
musically was fun, what it lacked was lyrical genius. And the way I took numbers and I made them lyrics. No one has done that before.
Is that true?
It was a countdown.
One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number.
Yeah, but that's just saying numbers.
That's just one number.
But they say
it's two.
Yeah, two.
Okay. But then it stops at two.
That's one example. But
I think
what I was saying was no one's done it as good as me is what I was saying. Is what I meant to
say. He's got that hip hop swagger.
One, nothing wrong with me.
Two,
something's got to
I've already changed the goalpost, so.
Well, can we hear it with a third one? I need to hear it with the third song. I need to hear it from 15.
Okay. It's one, two, 15. Three, again, come with me.
Yeah, that's, so, just count. That's just counting.
I don't think he's saying that there's no other songs with numbers.
Aren't you?
I think he's now saying. No one's used numbers better than him.
Oh, right.
Because there's that famous song by Jaquan, Tipsy, which does the number thing much better.
What is that one?
Better.
Yeah, I think it goes something like, Brian will remember better than me because he has a great memory, but I think it's one, here comes the two, to the three, to the four.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Better is what I said is I do it the best. There's also a lot of songs on TikTok that do this.
It's called Tipsy, that song.
Tipsy.
There's a lot of songs.
Yeah,
on
by Jaquan.
One, here comes the two to the three to the four. Everybody drunk out on the dance floor. Baby girl ass jiggle like she want more.
Oh, there's one dude.
It is just counting again.
Yeah.
But the numbers are relevant to the lyrics.
There's got to be a song that does that.
What I like about yours is it's not being...
I am telling you it happens a lot. It's a common thing on Instagram Reels and TikTok. That is the joke I'm going for.
Oh, right.
Please
it's
don't
a very
think
common
that...
genre of music. And I know you all know that, but I just... For anyone listening, I don't want you thinking that I know about that. We know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, no, I had nothing...
Hit it, Tom.
Nothing to say.
Or do you want to hear it with the dubstep or the or maybe the goofy hip hop?
Goofy hip hop.
All right. Ready, Zach?
Mm-hmm.
I better loop this, hey?
But then we'll do an intro as well.
Yeah, we'll
this
do
time
intro.
It'll be a duet between
yeah,
Mark
do you
and
wanna, yeah, we'll do
word
at a time.
All right.
I'm from 15 now.
Do you want to start?
That's really challenging.
Do you want to start?
Yes. Hi.
Legends.
Welcome
to
the
Auntie
Donna
Podcast. Today,
we're
going
on
an
adventure,
and
it's
very
good
because
the
Auntie
Donna
Podcast
Club
on Patreon.
Enjoy.
Is it another drop?
No, that's sort of, it's lacking a drop, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It just all sounded the same
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, it did. I'm sorry.
You counted in four. Broden and I looked at each other. Nothing happened.
That was just
there
a
was
nice
no
musical,
change in the music.
Here we go.
To stop.
1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go.
Yeah.
15 is about half a month. 14, if the month has more days, less days. 13 is the unluckiest number. Sometimes they don't have it as a floor. 12, that's all right, I guess. 11, a character on Netflix. 10 is the
channel.
Another word for X. 9 is
channel
a very mediocre musical. 8 is the first part of the film 8.5, which inspired the musical 9. 7.
Channel 7.
Is the best Fast and the Furious film. 6. 6.
Oh,
6
no.
is.
Oh,
six,
no.
6 is twice the number of the amount of performing members of Auntie Donna. 5 is approximately how many years we've been doing this podcast. 4. Five is approximately how many years we've been doing this podcast. 4, I can't. And it's approximately how many years we've been doing this podcast. That's because I love doing this podcast. 4, it is so much fun. 3, the 3 members of the group plus a guest. 2. Is and I can't wait to tell you about the number one podcast, the Auntie Donna Podcast.
All right.
Oh no.
The
he's
knack.
Taking off his sunglasses. He's taking off his sunglasses. Mm.
The knack. Mm. The vapors. Nina. Mm. Musical youth.
Mark, what is this list?
The Swingers, and now Zachary Ruane. Those are lists of one-hit wonders.
Wow.
Wow, that's really powerful. That's a really powerful thing that you're saying there. And it's really, I think it's nice to look at what could have been.
Yeah, let's look back
at
what
look
could
at,
have been.
When you make that list and I go, oh, geez, if I hadn't have delivered with the second song, I would have been a one-hit wonder.
Well,
because remember, we've already established I've got 2 hit songs here.
Now 3.
And now, with that attempt at a third, geez, was I worried. Yeah, but I think you agree, Broden.
Yeah, it was,
that so was the best yet. Was, even better than I'm Just Ken.
Was that your okay computer in some ways?
Is that how you say magnum opus?
No, just in the sense that, I don't think okay computer was Radiohead's magnum opus. That's just my opinion.
Would you say it's their magnum ego?
In some ways, yeah, because it's covered in caramel and chocolate.
Yeah, that is, I mean, magnum ego is the magnum opus of the magnum range.
That is true. That is true.
What are you saying about OK Computer then?
Well, you know, like Radiohead had Creep.
Yeah.
That came out. It was a big hit. Everyone was like, you're going to be a
wonder. It's an offshoot of Rocky.
Wonder.
Yeah.
It's an offshoot of Rocky.
Yeah.
Creep.
Same canon. Same world, but now they're following the son of his rival.
Oh, you're thinking of Creed?
No, the Radiohead song.
Creed. You're thinking of Creed.
Thinking of Creed.
Isn't that who? Isn't that Radiohead?
No, that's different. They did Creep. I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo.
I worry that if we dig too deep into this, it's gonna reveal that you don't know the difference between a song and a movie. And I worry that that's going to be such a...
You do, right? You do. Yes. You know the difference between a song and a movie.
Yes.
What is it? Just tell me what it
Describe
is.
Describe a song to me.
It's an execution of someone's creative id.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
It's,
yeah.
It's
beautiful.
A little more specific.
Yeah.
Though.
It paints a picture.
Well, in what way?
Creatively.
Yeah. But like with a physical brush?
Yes. Sometimes involves Mick Jagger.
Okay, so...
Well, that's very confusing.
Harry Styles.
Do you mean literally paints a picture?
No.
Because I think you're referring to a visual artist.
I can't... No. I'm referring to both a song and a movie and the differences.
Because if you are confusing not just two art forms but also the creators of that art form, then I can't help this guy.
It's, yeah, and it's... Look, it's okay if you don't know the difference between a song and a movie. They're pretty different, and I don't think it would take long to teach you. It's concerning.
Men in Black
is
exactly.
A...
song.
Well, yeah.
It is a song.
Yeah, it is a song. Technically it is a song. It is a song. Yeah.
When you talk
with
about
Will Smith. Guys, with Will Smith. Black,
remember that.
I remember.
With Will Smith.
With Will Smith, yes. Yes. Technically.
Wild Wild West.
Is
okay,
it? But,
yeah,
okay,
by the
all
song
right.
And a movie. Yes.
You know what? I'm starting to actually understand why someone would confuse a movie and a song based on these.
Well, CDs
two
and
examples.
DVDs are virtually exactly the same when you look at them.
When you look at them, yes, yes, yes. And a lot of CDs have little movies on them.
And even Spotify now plays a little movie with your song, a tiny little movie.
You know what? I was going to call you like a fucking idiot for not being able to tell the difference between a song and a movie.
But
based on the evidence presented, I'm starting to question whether I know the difference between a song
and a movie.
And that's
what the left-wing cucks are doing to our youth at the universities. Mm. Also, I'm being ironic because sometimes I see comments that think I'm not being ironic.
Now...
And I hate that I have to teach you irony, you dumb fucks.
Hey, hey, hey.
Whoa.
This ego from your lyrics.
I know.
The lyricist, you write such beautiful music. You don't have to turn like that on our beautiful audience.
I'm going
to
start calling you Magnum because you make me shit my pants.
Are you saying OK Computer because it was their third one, they proved themselves with their second one and OK Computer was their third one?
And it's just the idea of... people judged them at first as a one-hit wonder. Then they released a beautiful second album where they were like, oh, wow, these guys have incredible depth. And then their third album came out, which is still largely considered to be one of the greatest alternative rock albums of all time. So they sort of, that three-step journey of, revealing talent.
Get
revealing
ready for
ability,
my kiddie, baby.
Yeah, showing the scope of what you always had inside you.
20, go.
You want to hear my kiddie?
You
want
to do 20?
Yeah, 20 on the next
you
want
to do it lush into dubstep?
I don't give a shit.
All right.
Kid it. Welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast.
You're here with Mark, Zach and Broden, and today we go on a crazy adventure.
Powered by the Auntie Donna Club, where you can download ass pics.
No, you can't, but you can watch us play Mario Party. But please enjoy this incredible podcast and say hi to your mum for me. Oh, he's gone radio. He's gone full Radiohead with it.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you throw in some of his back of the cupboard stuff?
Could you mention the Auntie Donna Club or...
Or the podcast.
Or guests.
Or numbers.
Can you do that again?
The glasses have gone back on.
How do you feel about... That's very different to the first three songs you did.
Here we go. If we're talking the path of Radiohead, after OK Computer comes, you know, Kid Amnesiac, which was very divisive. Very divisive.
I've lost a fan, I've gained a fan.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what's more Kid A than that.
Yeah, because I love your old stuff. You've changed, fuckwit.
Well, this has been to see Zach go on the same journey as Radiohead, or as I call them, Tom York and his mates.
Why do you do that for?
Well, it's Tom York and his buddies.
But they've chosen to be called Radiohead.
Yeah.
You can't just then go, oh, I don't call Arnie Donna.
I don't call
Tom
Arnie
York
Donna
and the British boys from Oxford.
If they wanted to be called that.
They do want to be called that.
Yeah, they regret going by Radiohead.
What do they want to be called?
Tom York and the British boys from Oxford.
Well, then I apologise. I haven't seen that.
Because Talking Head, Radiohead is a Talking Head song. They don't want to be known for that. They never wanted to be known for that. Mm. They used to be called On a Friday.
Because that's when they would meet up and do their music.
That's now, the worst name for a band I've ever
It is.
Ever
their,
heard.
Their record label went, you know, change that name.
I reckon The Beatles has a fair run for it if you remove it from
it's,
the
iconography. It's lame. It's a really pun on lame. Beat.
There are a couple of Beatles making beats.
We make beats. It's to the beat. And Beatles is a little thing.
That's the
it's
name.
Up there. It's the Simpsons joke. It's funny the first time you hear it and then less funny on each subsequent listen. Or,
when you think about it, that Simpsons episode has a lot of parallels to the Beatles.
Well, it is. It's just the story of the Beatles. It's literally beef
no,
for beef.
That's not the story of the Beatles. Is wake up, find some poo, roll it into a big ball.
Oh, well, yeah, you're thinking of a dung beetle.
A dung.
Now, yeah, seeing Zach go on the journey of Radiohead or Tom York and the British Boys from Oxford has been pretty emotional for me. Yeah.
Made me horny. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
I'm gonna talk to someone about for sure.
Yeah. Well, let's come back. We got I feel at once we did a lot of work and we also got nowhere.
Well, because we did achieve Broden's initial dream, didn't we?
Of
getting the 4 weeks worth of opening songs.
Yes. So do we have to do
that? Would be fucking great. 3 weeks, one week. It's everyone enjoy the Arnie Donna podcast. Yeah. Week two. A bit long, a bit worse.
Yeah.
Three. Three, longer and worser.
Yeah.
Four, okay, just Zach doing Tom York.
Fairly unlistenable.
So every 4 weeks, okay. There's just...
Bad difference of opinions here.
Every 4 weeks, we just close the door to anyone enjoying the podcast at all. So someone's like, oh, give Arnie Donna, I know that video, that pud video they did. They put it on and then it says... Every 4 weeks is the funniest joke.
Well, to be fair, it's no point wasting this work.
Yeah, because it's really the best stuff ever.
Well, we'll find out.
Mm.
Dear listeners, out of those four, which are now the four contenders, we want you to vote for your favorite one.
And we'll be back in 5 weeks. We're going to give you 4 weeks.
And we're going to try each of them. We're going to try each of them, see how the fan base reacts.
Yeah, we'll be back in four weeks' time with Tom to pick a winner. You know who it's going to be one of them.
You know who I really want, whose opinion I want the most on these is, do you guys know Matty O?
The guy down the hall doing Triple M.
Yes, the guy from Triple M. Matty O, he just seems to have a keen sense for these sorts of things, and I would love to see what Matty O thinks. I don't know why. I just want to sit him through all of these. All what? How many?
Is he going to be a guest on the podcast?
Pardon? No, I mean maybe we could just do it separately.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it separately because we get Tom in next month.
Yeah, in 5 weeks.
In 5 weeks.
But that's we'll just do when we do the next one with Tom. We'll just make it 5 weeks from now. We'll bank him and they'll never know. What do you think, boys?
What? It turns this into a 17-week saga.
So if Tom's going to we have time to... Well, actually, Alexi might be here soon. Oh, shit, now they know that Alexi's... Fuck. Now they know all three.
Close us out is Zach as Tom York singing...
Yeah, because I spoke over it, so I want to get it pure. I want to get it clean.
No, I think it's important. That's an important part of the song.
Well, me going, can you do some of the back of the cupboard stuff?
Yeah. I always saw that as a key part of the song. It's like the bit where he fucks up at the start of that Green Day song.
Good Riddance.
Yeah.
Oh, he goes, fuck.
Yeah. That's what I saw. I saw that as an integral part of the song.
Because then he gets it.
Someone who knows Tom York better than me walking me through an impression I've never thought about before.
in real time, I think, is an important part of the piece.
Four bars in, Zach.
All the best.
What's this one now?
It's the same one again.
Ah, different.
One, two, three, four.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Stop.
Stop.
No, no.
Stop. Stop.
No.
Stop. That's not what we set up.
No. I thought we were going to go out to Tom York.
Uh-oh.
It was, that wasn't Tom York though, right?
Oh, yeah, that was Tom York, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. Same, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
You can lead a horse.
No, no.
Yeah.
You can lead a horse to water. You can't make
You think
him...
Tom York could do what you tell him to? Is that really
Did I not
Tom
do
the most Tom York thing?
Can I do a version?
My brain's fucked.
Do it again. I'll cover what he, just to show.
Yeah, please.
I would never be Zach doing Tom York. I would never
hit
it. So... He did. It was magical what Zach did.
Yeah.
It's like
one,
this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he did.
Yeah, right, right.
But what about this? All right, go again.
One,
I have no idea what's going to happen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
That's more the smile for me.
Why are you doing that?
Because you asked me to do a Tom York. Now, what I felt in that moment was a lot of expectation. I felt like I was being told I had to do things a certain way.
Oh, okay.
And I chose to go against
and
the grain.
And is that not the most?
Is that not the most
Tom York
thing
but
to do?
But why did you sing to 25?
Yeah.
Because you were always adding 5. You wanted me to do 5 more each time I did the song.
Why did you count up?
Because there's no rules when it comes to rock and roll.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I feel when you walked into this studio.
So can I just put my sunnies back on, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm a rock and roll star.
When you walked into the studio in January and started this adventure, I thought we'd get somewhere pretty quickly. I've never felt more lost or sick or disgusted.
It was, I think
life.
It was about halfway through episode 2
of
this journey when I realized. I think it is an impossible task to ask us to earnestly write. Because the theme tune that we have is pretty good.
Yeah.
And it like, you
You're
know, it's a
about
banger.
The Tom York one.
No, no. The no, God, no. The you're listening to the Auntie Donna. The one that would have played at the start of this.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
No, it's wouldn't it be Man on the Moon at the start
no,
of this?
No, no, no. At the start
Man
of all.
Man on the Moon.
No, we had really bad feedback
Man
about
Man
on the Moon.
Yeah, we had bad feedback about Man on the Moon.
I'm happy
we tried
to go
it twice.
Try Man on the Moon a few more times.
Yeah.
No.
Can
no,
we open try these next four. Week's with Man on the Moon?
No.
Well, we,
no.
Have
we have
four
new
ones.
Yeah, we've got to trial the 5.
What's the
Not
fifth?
Not the last one. Does the last one really count?
Now it does. How are you going to get a proper judgment on those 4 if you don't include 5?
All right. Well, it would be easier to get a judgment on those 4 without the 5th because then we're just talking about the 4.
Yeah.
We're not throwing another one
but there's no,
onto the pile.
But you'll never know about the 5th.
That's context.
That's true.
And what was context. Beethoven's best one?
Oh, his 5th? Is it his 5th?
Beethoven's 5th.
Yeah, if you're a Luddite. My favourite is number 2.
Is it?
You can confidently say anyone less than the 5.
Does he get worse after 5?
It's 10, boy.
What about the...
Surely 6 is great.
The 4th, the 5th, the major lift.
What?
The 4th, the 5th, the major lift.
What's that, Tom? Wait, what's Tom talking about?
I'm just... What? He's talking about Hallelujah. He's doing the lyrics to Hallelujah. But can I've got the information.
Oh, you've gone all the way back to songs that have numbers
in them.
Yeah, Zach
should
right.
do that one.
Fourth,
I've got the wiki on Beethoven second.
Okay. Oh, we could do that. We could do Hallelujah, though.
Yeah.
Can I just read you Beethoven's second?
Yeah. He needs to say something.
So this is what it says.
Yeah.
Some of the audience will already know where we're at here. Beethoven's second is a, well, it says, one day Beethoven sneaks out and meets a female St. Bernard named Missy and her owner, Brillo. However, Brillo soon...
Right, and I didn't see it coming. If any audience member did, you are sharper than many members of the Auntie Donna group. Yeah, that is a superb way to cap this episode.
Yeah. Play that music and I'll read out the synopsis
great.
To Beethoven's second, the sequel to the film Beethoven.
We hope you enjoy the Auntie Donna podcast.
Beethoven's Second is a 1993 American family comedy film directed by Rob Daniel and written by Len Blum. It is the sequel to the 1992 film Beethoven and second installment in the Beethoven film series, in addition to the last entry to be released theatrically. Charles Grodin, Bonnie Hunt, Nichole Tom, Christopher Castile, and Sarah Rose Carr reprised their roles with Debbie Mazur and Chris Penn joining the cast. Initially, no sequel was planned, but it was produced after the unexpected financial success of the previous film. In the Newtown family home, George, Alice, Reese, Ted, Emily, and Beethoven are all well adjusted to living together. One day, Beethoven sneaks out and meets a female St. Bernard named Missy and her owner Brillo. However, Brillo's soon-to-be ex-wife, Regina, arrives with her new boyfriend, Floyd, takes Missy, and is seeking $50,000 in settlement as alimony. Regina is retained full custody of Missy and only plans to transfer her to Brillo once the divorce is finalised.
What?
With Beethoven's help, Missy escapes from Regina and Floyd's condominium, and they fall in love. Meanwhile, Reese develops strong romantic feelings for her classmate, Taylor Devereaux, after he kisses her. Thus, Reese totally forgets about Mark, her crush, from the first film. Ted and Emily become aware of Beethoven, constantly sneaking out of the house and follow him, where they discover he and Missy had four puppies in the basement of Regina and Floyd's condominium building. The local janitor also finds them and informs Regina and Floyd. Regina then claims Missy and plans to get rid of the puppies, even if it means killing them. But Gus talks Regina out of it by pointing out their purebred puppies are worth a lot of money and suggests that she could sell them at a pet store and make a fortune. After hearing Regina's plan to drown the puppies, Ted and Emily sneak them out of the building and take the puppies home. They keep the puppies in the basement so George will not see them. Realizing Ted and Emily took the puppies, Regina plans revenge. Reese, Ted and Emily take it upon themselves to feed and care for them. Eventually, George discovers the puppies and reluctantly agrees to keep them until they are mature. The Newtons are offered a free stay in a lakefront house in the mountains owned by one of George's business associates. There, Taylor invites Reese to a party with friends where she is exposed to teenage drinking and sexual harassment.
What?
Beethoven destroys the house patio deck, saving her from the potential danger. Regina and Floyd are staying in a location unknown to Brillo, coincidentally near the Newtown's vacation house. The Newtons go to a country fair with the dogs, and Reese and Ted and Emily persuade George to enter a burger-eating contest with Beethoven.
What?
Which they win. Regina and Floyd are also there at the fair, but leave Missy in their car. Missy escapes from the car with Beethoven's help while Regina snatches the puppies' leashes from Ted and Emily. After Floyd informs Regina and Beethoven that Missy ran into the mountains, they follow them and the Newtons follow and catch up. After a confrontation between George and Floyd, the latter threatens to drop the puppies in the river before and pokes George in the stomach with a large stick. Beethoven charges into the stick and rams it into Floyd's groin as retaliation, causing him to lose his balance. Regina grabs Floyd's hand and they both fall off the cliff.
Regina, perhaps.
They land in a pool of mud and are swept away by the river. 5 months later, Brillo visits the Newtons and Missy, revealing that the judge in the divorce had granted him full custody of her and denied Regina's claim. The puppies, now adults, run downstairs to see Missy. That's the end. I fucking regret that.
Really?
So much.
Zach,
mm-hmm.
Hand those sunglasses over to Broden.
Because that could be the intro.
Because I think we just found our number six.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week. Listener.